Medjugorje Messages, 1985 to 1989. I thank the faithful for having come to church in very bad and cold weather. Do not permit Satan to take away your courage. He works very hard in the world. Be on your guard. For the next week, I invite you to say these words, I love God in everything. With love, one obtains everything. You can receive many things, even the most impossible. Each evening, make your examination of conscience. I ask of you not to abandon me. Accept all annoyances, all difficulties, everything with love. Dedicate yourselves to love. Love is a gift of God, from God. Pray so that God will grant you the gift to be able to love. Observe the complete fast, Wednesdays and Fridays. Pray at least an entire rosary, joyous, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries. On the Feast of the Assumption to Mariana, my angel, pray for unbelievers. People will tear their hair. Brother will plead with brother. He will curse his past life lived without God. They will repent, but it will be too late. Now is the time for conversion. I have been exhorting you for these past 4 years. Pray for them. Invite everyone to pray the rosary. I have given you my love so that you may give it to others. She spoke of unbelievers to Mariana. She said, you must pray more for them. Here you have a time of grace and conversion. It is necessary to use it well. Don't let Satan discourage you. He is working hard in the world. Be on your guard. Withstand the days of temptation. By prayer, you can completely disarm Satan and ensure your happiness. Pray that every work of Satan ends up for the glory of God. Through love, you will achieve everything, and even what you think is impossible. Accept me that it might go well with you. Listen to my messages. In prayer, you shall perceive the greatest joy in the way out of every situation that has no exit. Every individual is dear to my heart. You have a great and heavy cross, but don't be afraid to carry it. My son is here who will help you. No, you do not know how many graces God is giving you. You do not want to move ahead during these days when the Holy Spirit is working in a special way. Your hearts are turned toward the things of the earth, and they preoccupy you. Turn your hearts toward prayer and seek the Holy Spirit to be poured out onto you. Let prayer be your everyday food. Pray, and then you shall overcome every weariness. Prayer will be your joy and your rest. Love first all those of your own household. Surrender yourselves completely to me. Give me all your feelings and all your problems. I wish to comfort you in your trials. I wish to fill you with peace and joy and love of God. I invite you to call on everyone to pray the rosary. With the rosary, you shall overcome all the adversities which Satan is trying to inflict on the Catholic Church. All you priests, pray the rosary. Dedicate your time to the rosary. Offer every sacrifice with love. Place more blessed objects in your home, and that everyone put some blessed objects on their person. Bless all the objects, and thus Satan will attack you less because you will have armor against him. Dear children, put on the armor for battle, and with the rosary in your hand, defeat him. God wants to send you trials, which you can overcome by prayer. God is testing you through daily chores. Now pray to peacefully withstand every trial. Pray especially before the cross from which great graces are coming. Now in your homes, make a special consecration to the cross. Promise that you will neither offend Jesus nor abuse the cross. By fasting, you will achieve and cause me the joy of the whole plan, which God is planning here in Medjugorje, being fulfilled. I think I said that wrong, but... Thank God for all the graces which God has given you. Dear children, learn to give thanks in little things, and then you will be able to give thanks also for the big things. I, as a mother, wish to call you all to holiness so you can bestow it on others. You are a mirror to others. Love, I am calling you to love toward the one from whom evil comes to you. Pray and love. By love, you are able to do even that which you think is impossible. I, your mother, love you and wish to urge you to prayer. I am tireless, dear children, and I am calling you even then when you are far away from my heart. I am a mother, and even though I feel pain for each one who goes astray, I forgive easily and I'm happy for every child who returns to me. Show me your love by coming to Mass, and the Lord will reward you abundantly. In prayer, you shall come to know the greatness of God. Prepare yourselves for Christmas by means of penance, prayer, and works of charity. Dear children, do not look toward material things, because then you will not be able to experience Christmas. God will bestow great gifts on you if you surrender yourselves to Him. I wish to lead you further in love. Abandon your hearts to me. Decide completely for God. Surrender yourselves completely, and you shall be able to live everything I am telling you. It shall not be difficult for you to surrender yourselves completely to God. If you pray with the heart, dear children, the ice of your brothers will melt and every barrier shall disappear. Conversion will be easy for those who desire to accept it. Do not allow Satan to get control of your hearts so that you would be an image of Satan and not of me. God has given a free will to everyone, and it's in your control. I am giving great graces to all who pray with the heart. Turn off the television and renounce various things that are of no value. Thank you for every sacrifice you have brought me. With your love, help me present the sacrifice. God will reward you for that. You are not succeeding because you are not praying. If you make a start, it won't be boring to you because you will be praying out of joy. Without love, you are not able to accept either me or my son. Without love, you cannot give an account of your experiences to others. You are forgetting that you are all important. The elderly are especially important in the family. Urge them to pray. You are wondering, dear children, why you cannot respond to that which I am seeking from you. You are not able to because you have not given me your heart so I can change it. You are talking, but you are not doing. Without love, you can do nothing. Start loving from today with an ardent love, the love with which I love you. I wish that you will all be a reflection of Jesus, which will enlighten the unfaithful world walking in darkness. You wish to obtain graces, but you are not praying. I am not able to help you because you do not want to get started. I am calling you to pray the rosary and that your rosary be an obligation which you shall fulfill with joy. I desire to teach you to pray. Pray without ceasing. Let prayer be in the first place in your life. I am calling you to prayer and fasting. Satan is lurking for each individual, especially in everyday affairs. He wants to spread confusion among each of you. Dear children, my call to you is that your day would be only prayer and complete surrender to God. I desire that your cross also would be a joy for you. Especially pray that you may be able to accept illness and suffering with love the way Jesus accepted them. You are forgetting that I desire sacrifices from you so I can help you and drive Satan away from you. Therefore, I am calling you again to offer sacrifices with a special reverence toward God. You are not able to understand how great the value of prayer is as long as you yourselves do not say, "Now is the time for prayer. Now nothing else is important to me. Now not one person is important to me but God." Dear children, consecrate yourselves in prayer with a special love so that God will be able to render graces back to you. Satan wants to sift you through everyday affairs, and in your life he wants to snatch the first place. Therefore, my children, pray without ceasing. Pray for peace. Pray daily for the souls in purgatory. By doing this, you obtain new intercessors who will help you in life to realize that all the earthly things are not important for you. Dear children, pray and daily change your life in order to become fully holy. I shall always be close to you. God does not want you lukewarm and undecided, but that you totally surrender to Him. When you pray, you are much more beautiful, like flowers, which after the snow show all their beauty and all their colors, and all their colors become indescribable. I want you to comprehend that God has chosen each one of you in order to see you in His great plan, in order to use you in His great plan for the salvation of mankind. You are not able to comprehend how great your role is in God's design. Therefore, pray so that in prayer you may be able to comprehend what God's plan is in your regard. Surrender to the Lord your entire past, all the evil that has accumulated in your hearts. You are ready to commit sin and put yourselves in the hands of Satan without reflecting. I want each one of you to be happy here on earth and to be with me in heaven. That is, dear children, the purpose of my coming here, and it's my desire. Pray and accept all that God is offering you on a way which is bitter, but at the same time God will reveal every sweetness to whomever begins to go on that way, and will gladly answer every call of God. Do not attribute importance to petty things. Long for heaven. Let prayer be your life. Dedicate your time only to Jesus, and he will give you everything that you are seeking. He will reveal himself to you in fullness. Dear children, Satan is strong and is waiting to test each one of you. Pray, and that way he will neither be able to injure you nor block you on the way of holiness. The way is difficult for those who have not decided for God. Pray that Satan does not entice you with his pride and deceptive strength. I am with you, and I want you to believe me that I love you. In your work and in your everyday life, put God in the first place. I am calling you to complete conversion, which is difficult for those who have not chosen God. God can give you everything that you seek from him, but you seek God only when illnesses, problems, and difficulties come to you, and you think that God is far from you and is not listening and does not hear your prayers. No, dear children, that is not the truth. When you are far from God, you cannot receive graces because you do not seek them with a firm faith. I want to draw you ever nearer to God, but I cannot if you don't want it. Dear children, put your life in God's hands. I want you to obey me and not permit Satan to seduce you. Satan is very strong. Dedicate your prayers to me so that those who are under his influence can be saved. Give witness by your life. Sacrifice your lives for the salvation of the world. In heaven you shall receive the Father's reward, which he has promised to you. Therefore do not be afraid. If you pray, Satan cannot injure you even a little bit because you are God's children and he is watching over you. Pray and let the rosary always be in your hand as a sign to Satan that you belong to me. Forsake everything and consecrate your time to God, and God will bestow gifts on you and bless you. Little children, don't forget that your life is fleeting like a spring flower, which today is wondrously beautiful, but tomorrow has vanished. Let Holy Mass be your life. Pray that Satan may not carry you about like the branches in the wind. Be strong in God. Do not be anxious nor worried. God himself will help you and show you the way. Never cease praying so that Satan cannot take advantage of you. Pray for the knowledge that you are mine. Surrender yourself to God so that he may hear you, console you, and forgive everything inside you which is a hindrance on the way of love. In this way, God can move your life and you will grow in love. Everything you do and everything you possess, give over to God so that he can take control in your life as king of all that you possess. That way, through me, God can lead you into the depths of the spiritual life. Do not be afraid, because I am with you, even if you think there is no way out and that Satan is in control. I am bringing peace to you. I am your mother, the Queen of Peace. Satan is strong, and therefore you, little children, by constant prayer, press tightly against my motherly heart. During the day, find yourself a special time when you could pray in peace and humility and have this meeting with God, the Creator. I call you to peace. Without unceasing prayer, you cannot experience the beauty and greatness of the grace which God is offering you. At all times, fill your heart with even the smallest prayers. I unceasingly keep watch over every heart which is given to me. Discover God in everything, even the smallest flower. God doesn't want anything from you, only your surrender. You cannot open yourselves to God if you do not pray. Therefore, from today, decide to consecrate a time in the day only for an encounter with God in silence. I call you to pray so that all those who are far away from God may be converted. Little children, pray, pray, pray. I ask you to accept and live the messages with seriousness so that your soul will not be sad when I am no longer with you and when I can no longer lead you like insecure children in their first steps. Therefore, little children, every day read the messages I have given you and transform them into life.